Welcome to Get Real. Dave Jones here, your host for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll be diving into a new school year, fitting in and looking back with our special guest tonight, Courtney Schuster. But I do want to encourage you, head on over to WGRC.com. You can find out about all the events taking place here in the listening area. And I would love to come and be part of one of your events, your regular church service, your youth group event, conference, retreat, whatever the case may be. Shoot me an email. That's DaveJ at WGRC.com. Dave, the letter J, at WGRC.com. I would love to come and connect with you. Well, joining me, as I mentioned, Courtney Schuster. How are you doing, Courtney?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for coming out, hanging out tonight with me here on Get Real.
Yeah, of course, it's great.
And people, at least students, only have a short window of time to hear you in the weeks ahead, as you are on every weekday from 9 until noon. So most students will be in school here in a few weeks. But moms, dads, youth leaders can tune in and listen to you every weekday. But glad to have you here tonight, because you are actually going to be sharing a little bit about your story as a teenager and heading into those adult years and some things you learned.
Yeah, and kind of thinking about school and the struggles that I went through in school. Dave, we were talking the one day and kind of just brought up the subject of how I always say I would never go back to high school, because they were probably the hardest years of my life to go through. So through that, and then the way that God has kind of healed me from all of that pain, I think it's really important to share some of that.
So we will be diving into Courtney's story. And teenage, here's what I want you to understand, as Courtney shares some of her struggles, some things that she's learned over the years. Your struggle may be different, but the foundations are the same. It's something that you're dealing with. The way that you come out of that struggle is going to be the same. Even if the specifics are different, the foundation that you need to work through that is going to be the same. And of course, we know that is a foundation built on Christ. So tonight, as we are getting you ready for a new school year, we're talking about fitting in and looking back. And WGRC's mid-morning announcer, Courtney Schuster's here. And Courtney, you really just want to share your story of growing up a teenager, and you had some struggles that you had to work through.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, talking about the teen years and thinking about high school and the struggle that was, it kind of, though, started before my teen years, because I can remember in elementary school the pain of just school. And I just really, I don't know, I struggled through all of my school years. I never found, you know, that place to fit in. And a lot of just things happened mentally to me that put me in a place where I didn't really feel good about myself. And I was constantly thinking poorly of myself, because I was kind of trying to fit in all the wrong ways. And I was looking at the kids that were around me, trying to just understand, you know, why am I not as cool as the cool kids, kind of thing. But I have memories even in elementary school of having my group of friends, and then having moments where something happened, we got in a fight and they were all mad at me. So then I was on the outside for a while. And then there's one specific memory I have in junior high, that group of quote unquote friends, you know, they came up to me on the playground one day at recess at lunchtime in junior high. And they told me that times had changed and I was out now.
Oh, wow.
And so that was really, really hard moment. And it kind of just set me on this path of trying to find friends and fit in, which I did find friends to fit in through high school. And I had that group that I belonged to, but and so it wasn't all bad, but some of that pain just from searching in those places was some of the hardest pain that I've gone through in my life.
Yeah, and you know, tough. And as you mentioned, that trying to fit in, and that's a struggle that all teenagers face at some point. Tonight, teenager, we are talking with WGRC's mid-morning announcer during the weekdays, Courtney Schuster. And as we are getting you ready for a new school, you're talking about fitting in. And Courtney, you mentioned you went through some struggles that went back even to your preteen years. And there's various episodes where you had some friends, then they sort of kicked you out of the circle and you were sort of trying to fitting in. And it was just a struggle that you had all through those teen years. And there came a point, though, where you had to make a decision and you were able to turn this thing around. What was that turning point and how did you do it?
So I don't know that I actually experienced a turning point in high school even. I did find friends, you know, that they became my group of friends, and it was good and we had good times and everything like that. But there were still always moments of pain, still always moments where I didn't feel like I fit in. And so really my turning point was graduating and growing up and moving away from that stuff. But a lot of those friends are some of my best friends today because our relationships grew as we matured. But in high school, kids just, I don't think anyone feels like they fit in, and people are just always maybe trying to make themselves look better than another person or trying to be better. And a lot of times we put others down because of that. And so I kind of realized looking back on it that that's what I did a lot in high school, was that even though I felt like I didn't fit in because other people thought they were better than me, I was doing the exact same thing to other people. And so I never found that place where I could really grow and thrive in the high school years.
And sort of that golden rule, as we think of the book of Matthew there in Scripture, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And really, that's what you're describing.
Yeah, definitely. And then in my mid-20s is actually when I accepted Christ. And when I got to know God and got to know who I am according to God and what He created at me as a person, I had to go back through all of those years emotionally. And I spent a lot of time thinking about those years to heal myself from all of the pain that was caused by others. But the big thing that I realized was that I caused so much of my own pain because I was constantly looking to others. I wasn't looking to God. I didn't know God at that point in life, but I wasn't looking at the right source of who I am. And so that really, I think, could have made a big difference in those years of my life.
Talking tonight about fitting in and looking back as we are getting you ready for a new school year. And teenager, Courtney and I know you have struggles of some sort. There is a struggle. I mean, Courtney, it is the teenage years.
Yes.
So what would you say to that teenager tuned in tonight who is just having a struggle and they're trying to fit in and the struggle is really holding them back from being able to accomplish what they are meant to accomplish?
Well, the first thing I would say is to acknowledge it and to be okay with the fact that maybe you don't fit in or you're not the same as other people, or maybe you don't look the way that you want to look or whatever it is. But just acknowledge it and accept it, and understand that God created you exactly how He created you for a reason. And maybe that reason is not to blossom right now in your teenage years. Maybe that reason is to go through your teenage years because He's going to use this path somewhere later along in life. Or maybe it's to acknowledge it and accept it so that you can change. And you can never change another person. You can't make those kids that make you feel bad do anything different than they're going to do. They're just going to do it. But you can change how you react to a situation. And so first thing you got to know is you got to know who God says you are. And you have to know that He created you and understand that truth. And then you can change how you treat other people. So stop trying to fit in and worrying about what other people think of you, which is a really easy thing to say and extremely hard thing to actually do. And I understand that. But you have to do it. You have to get to that point where you can push beyond what other people are thinking and the feelings that are associated with that, so that you can in turn be kind to other people, because you're maybe feeling left out, but everybody feels left out. And there's surely somebody at lunch or in gym class or in your math class that feels just as left out as you. And maybe you can be a friend to that person, and God can do some amazing things through that kind of relationship. So just choose to be used by God and choose to understand who you are in God, and choose to just ignore or deal with or get past, however you have to do it, those feelings that are associated with what other people think.
Wow, great advice there. And you know, and really, maybe one day you'll be doing what Courtney's doing tonight, and that is sharing your story, encouraging other people. And you know, hey, if you work through the struggle now, you can share your story now. Well, teenager, our time is just about up here tonight as we get you ready for this new school year. Fitting in and looking back, we've been talking with Courtney Schuster, and you've heard some great advice tonight. And we know that while Courtney's struggle was trying to make the friends, trying to do what she needed to do to fit in, it didn't necessarily work out, and you have struggles of your own kind. And we've heard some great advice tonight about really just acknowledging it and then focusing on God and being who God wants you to be.
Yeah, Dave, and it's not always easy to be who God wants you to be. And I would say I definitely can understand that it's very, very hard during the school age years, right through high school and maybe even through college, to not be a people pleaser because you're trying to be who other people want you to be, just so you can have friends, just so you can fit in. But God has a place for you already, and you don't have to try to do anything to fit in there. So just remember that. And one thing I saw earlier that just to leave you with is a little mantra you can take into this year that instead of choosing coolness this year, just choose kindness. Mm. Just make it a choice at a time. And you'll find yourself, whether it's this school year, never during your school years and into your adult life, whenever it is, God, he's got you and he's got a plan and he'll put you in that place to blossom when it's his time for it to happen.
Well, Courtney, great advice. Thank you so much for coming in tonight and sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And teenager, I would just encourage you that if you have a struggle, and I'm certain that you do, that you seek somebody out, that you talk about it, you acknowledge it, as we've heard Courtney share, and then you focus on what God wants you to do and seek out your parents or a youth leader, a trusted peer. And moms, dads, youth leaders, reach out to your teenager in your life and just check on them, see how they are doing as they navigate these teenage years in this brand new school year. And I promise when everyone comes together, focusing on the plan that God has for them, you will be blessed. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to hanging out with you once again next week right here on Listener Supported WGRC and Get Real.